Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about love, unwrapping the gift of love, looking at who we ought to love, how we ought to love, when we ought to love, from God's perspective. And considering the love that God calls us to is vastly different than the romantic, secular version of love that gets talked about more often. And so we've been spending so far the first 2 days of the week talking about our need to love God, our need to love our neighbor. Today we're going to focus in on loving our enemies. Now, this definitely has overlap with loving our neighbor, but it gets a little more direct. I believe when Jesus says, "A new command I give you, to love one another, as I have loved you, love one another," that part of that new is following his example, and he loved differently than anyone else. But part of it is tied in with what he taught about loving our enemies, doing good to those who persecute us. In fact, at the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "You have heard it said," in other words, this is what you're used to, this is the command that you know, love your neighbor. But as we talked about yesterday, there practice was generally to limit who the neighbor was. Because you've heard it said to love your neighbor, but I tell you, here's the new part. Here's the part that I meant all along, but you didn't get. Love your enemies. And God's desire is that we grow in his love, so that we would grow in the way we love even our enemies. Luke 6, 27 through 28 says, Jesus is speaking, says, "But I tell you who hear me," again, this is his response, "love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." I don't know about you, but when you look at those words, hate, curse, mistreat, my normal human reaction isn't bless. It isn't doing good. It isn't praying. It's revenge. It's retaliation, it's isolation, it's rejection, it's all kinds of things to put distance between me and them. But God's nature within me, his command in his word, says I need to be different than that. It's not natural, it's supernatural. It's only possible on a consistent basis by the power of God's Spirit within us. And so we learn to bless. We learn to do good. We learn to pray for those who are enemies. If you're asking, how in the world can I do that? Well, be more like Jesus. Much easier to simply say those words than to do them. But we look at his example. We look at his example as he lived on earth, constantly being led into these traps by the religious leaders, by those who should have known better. Taken to trial, mocked, beat, spit upon, crucified. And even while hanging on the cross, he blesses. He does good. He prays, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And we look at God's example of love towards us. Now, I know some of you and myself would be in that mix that says, "Well, I'm a pretty good person." The Bible's clear. All have sinned. All have been separated from God. That while we, all of us, were enemies in our mind with God, His love was demonstrated in such a manner that Christ died for us. He blessed. He did good. He prayed for us. And when we think about loving our enemies, we live in a time of intense division and hatred. And so many times we get drawn into the angry words. And somehow feel that we ought to respond in a similar manner. It's the only thing that will get their attention, and all it really does is make the noise louder. What happens when we bless, when we do good, when we pray for those that oppose us? For those that we oppose. We recognize God working in us and through us when we're different. The Bible describes that we ought to be seen, because we are, a peculiar people. And we generally don't like that. We're not all that fond of standing out. We want to be noticed at times, but not in a peculiar way. And when we love our enemies, like Christ loved us while we were enemies, that's peculiar. That stands out. That ought to get the attention of people to ask, "Why are you that way?" And then we cling to the commands and instructions that Peter gives to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you, doing so with gentleness and respect. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. While we were enemies in our mind, from our perspective, you loved us and sent your Son Jesus to die for us, to make a way for us to be reconciled to you, to be made right, to be declared righteous, not by our works or anything that we've done, but by our faith, by an active trust in you. And so, God, help us today to apply that same faith, that same trust in you, to heeding your command to love our enemies. And Father, when our flesh cries against us to do something different, may we learn to bless, to do good, and to pray. Father, it's difficult. And we understand by experience that it's only possible to do any of that consistently by the power of your Spirit. So God, may Jesus be evident in us as His Spirit helps us to love those who live as enemies of yours, to love those who live as enemies of us, to love those that consider us their enemy. Not some romantic, do whatever you want kind of love. Not a selfish, do everything I want kind of love. But a Christ-like love that seeks to live a life of example, a life of purity, a life of holiness, a love that corrects and disciplines and shows mercy and compassion, a love that wants the best for the other person, even when they don't want the best for themselves. Help us to know that kind of love and to live that kind of love in a way that shines the light of Jesus. And Father, as we love our enemies, as we shine the light of Jesus, may we lift Him up in all things so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.